Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy. You're listening to 102.3 Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right into it. So if you're joining us for the first time for this show, on Hidden Jams, I try to give undiscovered artists more clout, or artists that are discovered but maybe just have like a one hit wonder or something. I try to give them a little bit more recognition because I love their music. So we have four really awesome artists I'm going to be talking about today in four different segments of this show. We're going to be talking about Sir Sly, Amy Shark, The Hunna, and Sam Henshaw. All super different, all super cool and unique. So I'm really excited. So let's just hop right into this. So to kick today's show off, we're going to start by talking about Sir Sly. They are an American indie rock band formed and based in Orange County, California. The band is fronted by vocalist Landon Jacobs with instrumentalist Jason Suido and Hayden Copland, who accompanies him. The trio gradually but steadily built a following and managed to top the Hype Machine chart, which eventually revealed their identities. The Hype Machine chart is just like, it is a music blog that was created by a man named Anthony Voldekin, and it's very big in the indie genre. A lot of people look at that chart to kind of find new music, find good music, all of that fun stuff. They gained a little bit more international fame after the Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag trailer was released with their song Gold. It was used in the background of it. And after that, in 2014, their debut album You Haunt Me was released. On March 11th, the band released... Oh, 2016, not this year. On March 11th, 2016, the band released the song Expectations, and this was their first song written for their second album, and it kind of didn't fit the second album vibe, they said, so they were, like, not super into it. So they decided to just have that be a standalone song. Or a standalone single, I guess. Their single, High, which is going to be the song I'm going to play for y'all tonight, it held the number 2 spot on the SiriusXM's Alt 18 countdown for about 3 weeks. And it stayed on the countdown for 19 more weeks in 2017. The song gained popularity because it was played on TV shows like 13 Reasons Why, Lucifer, and Riverdale. And in the film Happy Death Day, which is a horror film I never saw, but I have seen 13 Reasons Why, Riverdale, and Lucifer, and which is weird because I had actually seen those shows and most likely seen the, like, heard the song before I even knew about them as a band. My sister actually introduced this band to me, so that's pretty cool. They have a lot of singles that they released, which I think is a little bit more unique because I know a lot of smaller bands don't tend to release that many singles all at once. They have, and they've been active for a really long time, which is also kind of cool. I always think it's cool to learn about, like, the history of a band when they've been around for, like, a long time that they didn't just, like, start working and just, like, gain their popularity or their fame really quickly. But so they released a bunch of singles starting with Ghost, Gold, and Miracle in 2013, and those were on a non-album those were on the album Gold after they were released, and a couple were on a non-album single. Then they released You Haunt Me, Expectations, High, and High, all in 2016, and then in 2017 released Alter, Astronaut, and Run. The song is called And Run, so it's like and Run, in case that seemed weird. And those songs were all in the 2017 album Don't You Worry, Honey. In 2020, they released All Your Love and Material Boy. And those are just singles, so there hasn't been an album out recently. So something really cool that I have found or really come to appreciate about this band was that I really enjoy their style. They themselves would call them, like, identify as alternative rock, indie pop, and psychedelic pop. So I think that's kind of cool because not often do you really get to, like, hear different types of indie music, because I feel like a lot of times you know, you get the very similar vibe. And that's what I've really tried to do on this show, is kind of show that it's not exclusive to one type of vibe, one energy, one song. So I thought that was pretty interesting when I saw that how they liked to be presented. Unfortunately, I just bumped my table. Unfortunately, this band is a little small still, so there isn't, like, I couldn't find a whole lot on the band members specifically, which was kind of a bummer because I like to give a little detail about the band, you know, each member of the band, but that's okay. They're still super cool, and I don't think there's any way to better hear a band speak for themselves than by listening to some of their music. So I'm gonna get that all ready for you, and in just a few minutes or a few seconds here, you guys are gonna be able to jam out to High by Sir Sly. Enjoy! Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I really like that song. I would definitely say it is incredibly unique. It has a very different sound, like they had said in their initial thing in their interviews, that I definitely feel like it does have, like, a little bit of, like, a psychedelic rock feel to it. You know, it's not the traditional sound that a lot of indie bands play, or a lot of people who listen to indie music are used to. So they're definitely different. Definitely super different and super cool, and they have a really awesome sound. So if you're looking for something different but still in the indie category, I would definitely check them out, give them a listen. They have a lot of good other songs that happen to be explicit and not radio appropriate. So if you have time or are just curious, I would definitely recommend checking them out. So now we have to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Amy Shark, who I'm super excited to talk about. But you're still listening to Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and I will talk to you guys in just a few minutes. All right, welcome back. You are listening to Hidden Jams on 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I am DJ Indy, and let's get back into it. For this next little segment, we're going to be talking about Amy Shark, who is a super cool pop singer, guitarist that is from Queensland, Australia. And she's really cool, so I can't wait to get into it. Her name, birth name, is Amy Louise Billings, but she's mostly known by her stage name, Amy Shark. She initially went by the stage name Amy Crushway during 2008 to 2012 in her early solo career when she was releasing material and performed. She used that name. Her album, or her single in 2016, Adore, peaked at number 3 on the singles chart, the ARIA singles chart, and was number 2 on Triple J's Hottest 100 of 2016. And later, her album Love Monster, that was released in July of 2018, debuted at number 1 on the ARIA Albums chart. She has won 6 ARIA Music Awards and has had 19 nominations. And if you guys don't know what ARIA Music Awards are, they are the Australian Recording Industry Association Music Awards. And they're annual, so kind of like the Grammys, but just for Australia. So she was born in 1986, and she was raised in the Gold Coast of Australia. She is Hungarian and English, which is cool. She performed theater, studied film, and played guitar in an all-female punk band when she was in high school and primary school. And she described her first group called Dorothy's Rainbow and Hansel Kissed Gretel as quite trashy, and that it fell apart. And after that, she said that she kept going, kept writing songs on her acoustic guitar. In 2007, she entered a singing competition, and she performed under various names, like I had mentioned before, such as Amy Crushway, Amy Billings, and as Little Sleeper. As Amy Crushway, she released 2 EPs, I Thought of You Out Loud in 2008 and Love's Not Anorexic in 2009. She described her early material as much as I enjoy writing intricate acoustic ballads, there is nothing better than adding thunderous beats and raw energy to your set. In 2010, she explained how a lot of record companies were asking for demos, but she didn't want to give any record labels her songs at the moment. In 2007, she met Shane Billings, a New Zealand-born Gold Coast resident, and they got married. And her written material is credited to Amy Louise Billings, so that's where that name comes from. And then they eventually actually worked at a, like, for a football team, or not rugby, for not football, rugby, for a rugby league football club called the Gold Coast Titans, as a financial manager and as a video editor, but in 2016 she left the job as a video editor. She started writing more and more, and by the time in 2014 to 2017, she wrote the album Night Thinker, which is her first big debut album. I guess it was an EP, but I think an EP is just shorter than an album, so it was like a shorter album. This EP, Night Thinker, peaked number 2 on the ARIA singles chart, and she won Artist of the Year and Song of the Year at the Gold Coast Music Awards. In March of 2018, she provided a sync-in for the film soundtrack of Love, Simon, which is like a movie about high school and figuring out your identity. And that gave her a lot of recognition because that related album debuted number 37 on Billboard 200. So that included her song and all of the other songs that were in that album, which included songs by The Weeknd and a lot of other well-known artists. In 2018, she had her first debut album called Love Monster. It debuted number one on the ARIA charts, and the album provided four additional singles, including Mess Her Up, which was released in March of 2019. At the ARIA Music Awards in 2018, she won four awards, including Album of the Year, Best Pop Release, Best Female Artist, and Producer of the Year for her producer. So which is super cool. She's really big in Australia, which I actually didn't even know before starting to do a little research on her for this show. Because it's like when I talk about people here, nobody really knows her. So, now coming up to her more recent stuff, she has a new album coming. Don't know when that's going to be released, but in the album she worked with Ed Sheeran, Diplo, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, and the Chainsmokers, which is really awesome. So, I'm really excited to play her song for you. The song I'm going to play is Adore You, which has been played in a lot of TV shows and a lot of, you may have heard it on the radio, but definitely won a good amount of awards at the ARIA Music Awards. So let's get into it. Enjoy! Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That definitely wasn't the whole song, so if you liked it, I would definitely go check out the rest of it. It's super good. I really like her music because it's like I say about every single artist on here. I feel like that it is very different and very unique and does not have the same sound as a lot of bands. It's very mellow, very calm, super vibey, if you will. So super awesome, and I really like her. And so if you are interested again in maybe listening to something different, checking out a different artist, etc., I would definitely recommend giving her a listen, listening to some of her other stuff, perhaps her music soundtrack stuff, movie soundtrack stuff. We are going to take another short little break. You are still listening to Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and we will be right back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy. Thank you for still being here and still joining me. Let's get into it. For the next segment, we're going to be talking about a band called The Hunna. It's spelled H-U-N-N-A. They're an English rock band that was formed in 2015, so they're pretty new still, you know, having just been together for 5-ish years. The band members are Ryan Potter, who is the singer and guitarist, then the lead guitarist, Dan Dorney, bassist, Jeanette Aiken, and drummer Jack Metcalf. And the band has said to take inspiration from a wide range of sources, including bands like Kings of Leon, Foals, the 1975, You, Me at Six, and Queen. The 1975 is one of my favorite bands of all time, and I mean, who doesn't love Queen? And you definitely can hear a little bit of each of those people in their songs. So, pretty exciting. So here's a little history about the band. Mainly their formation in their early years. They met because Dan and Ryan met while attending the same college, and Dan and Jeanette had known each other for several years and actually had learned to play guitar together. Eventually they met Jack, and the four later formed the band together. According to the band, the name comes from using the slang term hunna in everyday language, like instead of saying like 100, like it's a hunna, you know, maybe you don't. It sounds a little funny, but I think it's kind of cool. They say that the name is also what they're really about because they give 100% in their music and in their daily lives. Their work from 2016 to the present, they began releasing songs in 2016 with their first major but second single, We Could Be. They then performed at Reading and Leeds and Dot to Dot Festival, which are all different festivals, predominantly in the UK, I believe. In the summer of 2016, they released a 16-track debut album called 100, produced by Duncan Mills. And the album actually debuted at number 3 on the UK indie chart and number 13 on the official UK album chart, which is pretty interesting because, like, I hadn't even heard of all of the songs on that album. I have definitely heard a couple because I like them and I listen to them, but not nearly as many as I had thought I had. So it's pretty cool. They had a headlining tour for 100 in January 2016. And they also headlined the Festival Republic stage at Reading and Leeds Festival in 2017. That was when they first announced that they were in the process of writing their second album, which was going to be called Dare. Their album Dare was released on July 13th of 2017. In the week of the release, they played a lot of little shows around the country, where they played the entire album, and they played these mostly around the UK and in England, more famously at Coco in London and The Plug in Sheffield. They had another tour that was announced shortly after, which was their biggest ever show that took place on the 21st of November in 2018, what would have been their biggest show, had the most seats, but it was canceled, unfortunately, due to a change in a record label. The band, a week later, posted that they were going to reschedule their UK and European tour, but they had changed a bunch of locations, so it was not quite as successful as maybe they had hoped the initial one would have been. So they played two new songs, IGHTF and DGAF, in these festivals that they played in 2019. And they also played at the main stage yet again at Reading and Leeds Festival in 2019. Coming into 2020, they released a song called Hard as Hell. They posted an Instagram about it, about a secret project that they've been working on, and then they tagged the account and said, oh, go follow this account, and soon it'll all make sense. And then they say that it's something that they worked on for 9 months, and it's an opportunity they've always dreamt about. They said that their name... Oh, wait, sorry. I read that wrong. I read my notes wrong. The Hana said about their upcoming collection that it was going to be just, really awesome. The inspiration behind it was that everyone in life gets thrown devastating, rough, and heartbreaking curveballs. And to feel like they overcome them, they kind of become hard as hell. So their first launch of the collection was called One Hell of a Gory Story. And it was a song as well as a 3-minute fashion film, which was really interesting. And I definitely would check it out. It's pretty, it's very interesting to watch. If you're curious about it, I would definitely recommend giving that a watch. But we are going to move on. Not really, but we're going to listen to a song from them now. And the song I'm going to play is called Never Enough. It is my favorite song by them. It is really, really cool, really good. And it has a super cool music video. Really simple, really plain. So if you like the song, definitely go check out the music video. But without further ado, I hope you enjoy.
When the band's off the ground, rocking town to town, you know that it's you that I need around. And if you're walking downtown, then I'm coming round for you, a key phone to love, a key phone to love, a key phone to love, a key phone to love. It's never enough, it's never enough, it's never enough.
Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed that clip of that song. That was a little bit more than half of it, so if you like that, definitely go give the rest of it a listen. We have reached the end of our third segment, so we are going to take a short little break in just a moment here. Before we do, I always like to say on the show that if you are an artist, up and coming, or have songs that you feel like deserve more recognition, email radio@dominican.edu with the subject Hidden Jams, and for you could be on the show and I could interview you and play some of your music. I would love to do that. I would love to have you. Up next, we're going to be talking about Sam Henshaw, last but definitely not least, one of my favorite artists of all time. He has some of the coolest music I have ever heard, so I'm really excited to play him for y'all. So you're listening to Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy. I hope to see you back here in just a few minutes. Bye. All right, welcome back, everybody. I hope you are still here. I hope you're still joining us. For the last little clip of today's show, we are going to be listening and talking about Sam Henshaw, who is super awesome, so I'm really excited to talk about him. He is an English singer, songwriter, and record producer. He has gotten a lot of mainstream radio support from BBC Radio 1 and was handpicked by James Bay, Chance the Rapper, and Alan Stone for tour support. So, he was born in London, England, and was raised by Nigerian parents in the south of London. He grew up with music, but not in the conventional sense. Nobody in his household played any instruments or anything, but there was always some sort of sound running throughout the house, which he said influenced his musical nature. He had found his love for music and learned to play instruments in his church that his father was a pastor at, where he further developed his abilities. He spent his secondary years or high school years at Cleve Park School and then went on to study musical performance. Oh, to study a popular musical performance degree. Sorry, sometimes I don't even know what I wrote. His career has been kind of brief. I would say that he has two EPs, one that he worked on through 2014 to 2015 and then debuted it in 2015, and it's called The Sound Experience. I'm all over the place, my eyes are moving faster than my mouth. Besides Henshaw on this extended play, it also featured production and songwriting input from Fred Cox and Wayne Hector, who are both British songwriters who do, Wayne Hector does work with Nicki Minaj. He did work with One Direction, The Wanted, and Olly Murs. And he wrote 7 of Westlife's number one singles. So that's pretty cool. In 2014 to the present, he's been working on The Sound Experiment 2, which was his second EP that came out in 2016. And he released music videos for Our Love and Night Calls, which ended up promoting Sound Experience 2 because those were both singles from there. He has gone on 4 world tours as a supporting artist, like an opening act. The first one he went on was with James Bay, the Chaos and Columns tour in 2015. In 2016, he went on tour with Tori Kelly for her Where I Belong tour. In 2016, he went on the Magnificent Coloring World tour with Chance the Rapper. And his most recent in 2020 with Alan Stone, the Building Balance tour. He has a lot of singles, all that are so good. I'll just talk a little bit about my favorite ones. So in 2018, he released How Does It Feel? How Does It Feel is one of my favorite songs by him. Not the one we're going to listen to today, but because if I had time, I'd play them all. But How Does It Feel? It talks about how does it feel to be loved? So it talks about love, like most songs, in a really interesting way. In 2018, he also released Broke, which is my favorite song by him ever. It might be my favorite song ever. It's a really awesome song. I'm not going to play that for you guys, though. I'm going to play Church, which was released in 2019 featuring Earth Gang. But if you guys are looking for a song that is an absolute jam, like that goes so hard, if you will, and is such a good song, definitely check out Broke. It is so good, but so is Church, and Church is really different than anything that I've played before. I mean, don't get me wrong, Broke is super different and unique as well, but Church is a little bit more interesting, plus Plus, it features Earth Gang, who is another cool group of people that make really awesome music. I actually might feature them next week, so if you're interested in learning about them, make sure to join us next week. He has made some guest appearances on different albums and on with different artists. One that is pretty known is for in 2016 he was on Don't Worry by the artist Tom Pryor on the album The Sunday Scene, and he actually just did background vocals, but you can like hear him. He has a super unique voice. So as much as I would love to keep talking about him, I am so excited to play you this song. So let's get right into it. I hope you enjoy. Alright, that was Church by Sam Henshaw. I hope you liked it. Apologize for that kind of abrupt ending. I would love to have played more, but I just re-looked at the time and I was like, oh, probably should not play anymore. So I do apologize because it cut off really fast and wasn't super smooth. I'm also sorry if there's any background noise. I'm not in my usual recording space and there's a little bit more noise here than there is in the past. But that wraps up our show tonight. I did just want to say a few final thoughts. I hope you guys liked that song. I love that song. It just, I don't even know how to explain how that song makes me feel as a person, but it is so like energizing. If you listen to that song like in the car with the windows down, really loud, it's super good. And yeah, I really, really, really love that song. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We have a really special show next weekend. So I hope you guys next week on Friday when these come out. So I hope you guys join us then. We're going to have an actual interview with a band that I got to talk to. I'm trying to work out the kind of kinks of a phone interview, but if not, then I'm just going to email them some questions and talk about them on here, so you'll just have to listen to me, but it'll still be really good. One of my favorite bands, so I hope you guys are interested, and I hope you guys come by and listen to next week's show. But thank you so much for joining me today. Like I said before, I hope you enjoyed. Like I also said earlier, if you are a band, please feel free to reach out, send some music. I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to give you a little recognition if I'm able to do that. Hidden Jams comes out every Friday on penguinradio.edu, I believe. That brings us to the end for today. I hope you guys, I keep saying that, I'm sorry, but I really hope you enjoyed. This is Penguin Radio, I am DJ Indy, and you've been listening on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week, and I will see you all back here next week. Bye!